You can start with 167.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to call the Senate Committee on Healthcare and Human Services to order. And we have a huge, long agenda, so I want to just get through the entire agenda. So I'd like to open a work session on Senate Bill 167. Sandy?
Members of the committee, Madam Chair, Senate Bill 167 had a public hearing on February 12th. You'll recall that this grants authority to the public health director that during a disease outbreak, and under an emergency declared by the governor, grants the authority to pharmacists to administer vaccines to persons under 10 years of age or younger. That's on the original bill. You have a dash 2 before you that explicitly puts the language, incorporates the language of the governor declaring an emergency and includes this authorization in that section of statute, and it also changes the day or the age of the child to 3 or older rather than 10 or younger. And that's the dash 2. Madam Chair, we have a fiscal and a revenue statement on it. They both, well, the revenue is a no and the fiscal impact is a minimal.
Madam Chair, I move the dash 2 amendment to Senate Bill 167.
Senator Cruz moves the dash 2 amendments to Senate Bill 167. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair, I just want to say that the 2s do, I think, pretty much take care of the concerns we had.
Right. Is there any opposition? So ordered.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 167 as amended with the dash 2 amendments to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves the Senate Bill 167 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Shannon Neuwirth?
Aye.
Senator Knost?
Aye.
Senator Shields?
Excused.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Aye.
Chair
Monson?
Aye.
Okay.
Motion carries. Senator Steiner Hayward would like to carry this bill. And with that, I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 167 and open a work session on Senate Bill 281. Okay.
Well, Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 281 is requesting to add post-traumatic stress disorder to the definition of debilitating medical condition for the purposes of authorizing a medical use of marijuana. We had a public hearing on this bill on February 7th.
And I felt some really compelling reasons why post-traumatic stress disorder should be considered, should be treated with medical marijuana. I truly do believe that from the testimony that we got from physicians as well as from patients, especially those who had flashbacks. I mean, they would state that their sleep patterns, their nightmares, and their flashbacks would go away. But there was also testimony about the process and that the Oregon Health Authority does have a process for evaluating petitions, and they had denied this twice. So we, of course, are the game changer on this if we really wanted to go. There is mixed views on this committee, and so it is open for discussion.
Madam Chair, the mixed views on the committee are not necessarily for this diagnosis. The mixed views are taking a look at the program itself, and this may be being our only opportunity to make some significant changes in the program based on the fact that if we're going to treat marijuana as a medicine, it ought to be treated as any other prescription. And currently it is not. And I mean, for example, right now you're a patient, you get a card, it's good for a year. There's no other drug you can get a prescription for a year. And I think there's some therapeutic value in having the patient have to go back, check with their physician to see what sort of progress they're making. And for that reason, not necessarily because of the PTSD portion of this, I am suggesting we send it to the it will end up in the Judiciary Committee, that we send it there without recommendation, just so that the committee chair will know that we still have issues we would like to discuss before we do anything else with the bill.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Senator Steiner Hayward.
Thank you. I want to just echo what Senator Cruz has said and just refine it slightly, if I might, Senator. You know, there are medications we prescribe for a year. If I have somebody with stable high blood pressure, I'll give them medicine for a year or something like that. But anything that's considered a scheduled drug that's DEA controlled, we're required to see those patients every 3 months. And we're basically treating marijuana like a Schedule II or Schedule III drug, just like morphine or Vicodin or oxycodone or something like that in a lot of ways. And we're using it as a therapeutic drug. So I would echo what Senator Cruz said. I mean, personally, I don't think the evidence is compelling one way or another about PTSD, but I'm also not compelled to think that marijuana should be illegal. But that's my personal view, and we're not what we're talking about today. And yes, I know I'm on TV. If we're treating it like medicine, we should treat it like a medicine, and we should have ongoing medical care because maybe there's something new available to treat a condition that wasn't available when someone got their marijuana card 9 months ago. So I would agree with Senator Cruz. If we're going to have a vehicle to do something about the medical marijuana law, let's actually do something that's going to expand the definitions if we want, but also make sure that we're really ensuring patient safety and appropriate medical care.
If I could just add one more thing, Madam Chair, and I agree with Senator Steiner Hayward, but I mean, if we're dealing with PTSD, I would suggest that just a prescription for any drug is not the answer to their problem. They need counseling, they need all sorts of other things, and the forcing a check in with a medical provider, I think, is absolutely appropriate in this case. So. And with that, Madam Chair.
Senator Shields.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. I would respectfully disagree with my colleagues. I think that the proponents of this bill came forward with a very narrow bill related to one particular diagnosis. I think that if we want to open the can of worms of whether or not medical marijuana is a good thing or a bad thing, I think the voters have told us clearly where they are on this. And I think it's incumbent on those who feel that it should be a broader discussion to drop a priority bill rather than to take this bill and to make it about something bigger than this very narrow topic. So we heard hours and hours of testimony. I feel very comfortable that this is an appropriate use of medical marijuana, and I would be supporting of sending this with a due pass recommendation where you would like to send it, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And I think the committee needs to know that we were just not to look at the broader piece of the medical marijuana program. We are totally focused on whether we feel that the debilitating medical condition of post-traumatic stress disorder should be authorized for medical marijuana use. And so that's why I don't have a problem with going with sending it out with a due pass. But Dr. Cohn, do you want to come forward at all for anything?
It's okay to answer no.
Relating to this book.
Okay. Chair Mona Sanderson, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Dr. Mel Cohn. I'm the director of the Public Health Division and the State Public Health Officer. I'm here really primarily to answer questions, if any of you have them, about the process that led up to the denial of the previous petitions. Our role as an agency is to carry out the program that we are authorized to have under the law. So if the rules for the programs change, we will certainly change our program. But beyond that, if there are any questions, I'm happy to do my best to try to answer them.
Well, I think that we did have a pretty good explanation about the process, that you did go through. And so
I need a little help on what that motion would be, Madam Chair. Where would you like to
send
it?
Well, I've opened a work session, and we have a couple of people that don't want to move it with recommendation, and a couple that do. But, and I would like to make sure that I have a majority.
Do you want to stand at ease?
Can we stand at ease? I have to ask somebody something.
So, you're right.